Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here. You know, I'm very tired tonight, but I, under no circumstances could I miss this show. I've been looking forward to doing this show all day long because I want to tell you about a very amusing article attacking American Free Press and Mark Glenn and yours truly, Michael Collins, Piper. Published by the Waterbury Record in Waterbury, Vermont. Very funny article, but it just goes to show you that those people who say, oh, it's a big conspiracy theory that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is keeping watch on everybody. Well, it goes to show you that that is a myth, that it's not a, that it's a big conspiracy theory, that it's in fact a fact. Well, I also want to tell you tonight, folks, about a very interesting new book called The Ron Paul Revolution, The Writings and Speeches of Congressman Ron Paul. It's just come from the printer, and I'm going to give you the information where you can write and get a copy of the book. It's not yet been made available by American Free Press, so I'm going to give you the address of the publisher where you can write directly. It's a very handsome book, which has a lot of Ron Paul in it, and I think this will be a good contribution to the political debate in this country because it's a very good collection of Ron Paul's writings. Well, I have a couple other things I want to go through with you here tonight, but I'll tell you what, folks, I doubt that we're going to get around to the phone calls, if at all, here in the hour this evening, because as I say, I want to go through this very amusing and at the same time irritating article from the Waterbury Record. And incidentally, their website is waterburyrecord.com. It's water, B-U-R-Y, Waterbury, waterburyrecord.com. And that is in Waterbury, Vermont. Well, I'll talk about that after the break. But as we go into the break, I will get this out of the way because I consider it important for you and for me and for everybody else. And I'm talking about your health. Are you in good health? Well, I hope you are because we need a good, solid, strong contingent of Americans for the wars that lie ahead. And I don't mean the wars that John McCain wants to get us into. I mean the wars against the corrupt forces that run this country today. Well, if you are in good health, that's a great thing, but if you're not, RBN has a sponsor called Heart and Body Extract who can help you. They have a product, this Heart and Body Extract. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. So visit RBN's sponsor at hbextract.com. HB, as in heart and body, hbextract.com, or call their toll-free 866 number at 866-295-5305. Good health is important, and you can maintain your good health, folks, by taking advantage of these good products that are that our sponsors make available to you. And if it wouldn't be for these sponsors, we wouldn't have independent networks like RBN. You do tune in here because you can handle the truth. And, of course, that truth hurts a lot of people. And you know what, folks? More and more I enjoy hurting a lot of people because sometimes people need to be hurt in order for them to understand just what the hell is happening to our country. I'm just hoping that we can hurt enough people with the truth that people will wake up and take the action that's necessary to take our country back. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, a few comments, and then I'm going to tell you about the Waterbury Record. Where do you find out who owns this newspaper, folks? Very interesting. Stay tuned.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you about the, give you the information where you can order the new book, The Ron Paul Revolution. Very handsome book, 275 pages, The Writings and Speeches of Congressman Ron Paul. And it has a foreword by Charlotte. Now, I can never pronounce Charlotte's name, although I've known her for years. I can never remember the proper way to pronounce it because so many people mispronounce it. Izerbite, I believe, or maybe it's Izerbay. But anyway, Charlotte's a great lady. She's been a guest on the Republic Broadcasting Network many times, the author of a very good book herself, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and she is the author of the foreword to this book. Now, the book is published by Brandywine House. I'm going to give you their email, Brandywine, just like it sounds, all one word, brandywinehp@gmail.com. That's G as in George. brandywinehp@gmail.com. The mailing address, it's a P.O. Box, P.O. Box 638. P.O. Box 638. Cheltenham, Maryland. Just like it sounds, Cheltenham, C-H-E-L-T-E-N-H-A-M, Cheltenham, Maryland, 20613. And that email, again, is brandywinehp@gmail.com. Now, I don't see a price listed on the book, but I think $25 is certainly a fair price. It might be a little cheaper than that, but I think $25 is a fair price, and I think if you send a check or money order to the folks there at Brandywine House, that is certainly going to cover their costs, and they'll be glad to send you a copy of the book. If you want more than one copy, I'll bet you they can give you discount prices. Tell them you heard about it here on RBN with Mike Piper. It's a good book, folks. A real good collection of Ron Paul's works. I'm glad to see it was put together. Good tribute to Ron Paul, and a good thing to present to people. Ron Paul between two covers. Very, very interesting material, folks. Okay, well, John McCain, there's a big story about his relationship of whatever nature with this woman lobbyist. He denies there's anything more than just a friendship there. And I really don't care who John McCain is fooling around with, frankly. Because there's a lot of things about John McCain that should bar him from the presidency, not just his private life, if you're concerned about those kind of things. But it's very interesting. You know, there some people are saying that this close relationship between McCain, at the very least with this friendship with this woman, they're saying it's kind of makes McCain look bad because he's supposed to be such a reformer. And here he's very friendly with this powerful lobbyist. But it's interesting, McCain is quoted today in the Washington Post as saying that he has never, ever done a favor for any lobbyist or special interest group. Well, I'm here to tell you, John McCain is a liar. This man, who may well be your next president, is a liar. John McCain has done favors for lobbyists and special interest groups. He has a sordid record in that regard. One of the favorite special interest groups that he's carried water for over the years has been the gambling industry. And, of course, let's face it, folks, the gambling industry is dominated, for all intents and purposes, if not directly by organized crime, by the remnants of old-time organized crime. And, of course, as we all well know, John McCain's family fortune through his second marriage to Cindy Hensley is an organized crime fortune. So if John McCain gets in the White House, folks, we're going to have a man with intimate ties to organized crime in the White House. Can you imagine that? He says he's never, ever done a favor for any lobbyist or special interest group. This is a guy who also said, here's the direct quote, folks, I don't think Americans are concerned if we're in Iraq for 100 years or 1,000 years or 10,000 years. And you know, it's funny. The Democratic Party now has the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee has advertisements attacking McCain and several other pro-war Republican senators for their support for the war. But isn't it a little bit ironic that the Democratic one of the Democratic Party's would-be presidential nominees, Hillary Clinton, voted for this war? She voted to declare the Iranian Guards to be a terrorist group, a direct and deliberate provocation against the Iranians. And yet these Democrats, they are so, so hypocritical. But you know what, folks? I'm telling you that many, many good patriots are going to line up in support of John McCain, whoever the Democratic nominee is, because, as I always say, they're going to say, oh, we can't let a black man be elected president, or, oh, we can't let this liberal Hillary Clinton be elected president, or the person I think who is going to be the Democratic nominee, Al Gore. We can't let Al Gore get elected president because blah, 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 blah. So the fact is, unfortunately, many people are going to fall in line right behind John McCain. One person who is not falling in line behind Barack Obama is a character out of Silver Spring, Maryland, named Nelson Marins. Now, you've probably never heard of Nelson Marins, but anyone who's lived in the Washington area over the last 20 years or so knows who Nelson Marins is. He's an inveterate letter writer to the paper. He's a hard to particularly the Washington Times, but the Washington Post and a Washington Jewish Week, and every once in a while you see his letters to the editor of other Jewish newspapers. This guy is a hardline supporter of Israel. I presume that he's Jewish, but I don't know that for a fact, but I presume that he is. And he is bashing Barack Obama good and hard today in the Washington Times. He doesn't trust Barack Obama. Yeah, folks, I've been telling you that. They don't trust Barack Obama. They build him up, but I'm telling you, they build him up to knock him down after he does their dirty work in knocking Hillary Clinton out of the race. And it looks like that is what is happening. Very, very interesting turn of events, folks. Well, folks, the Waterbury, Vermont Record. They have a staff writer there named Michael Corcoran. Now, I've never met Michael Corcoran, but I did leave a message on his answering machine today. And I said to him, you know, Michael, I've been writing for a long, long time. I said, you know, but it's very interesting. You wrote this big, long article attacking me and attacking Mark Glenn and attacking American Free Press and Willis Cardo, of course, quoting the Anti-Defamation League, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, he never bothered once to call American Free Press or Mark Glenn or me or Willis Cardo to get any input from us whatsoever. Well, you know, as I said to Mark Glenn, I said, you know, those of us who dare to take on the power of the Jewish lobby in America, as we do, we are considered worse than child molesters. We are considered lower than whale dung, if you'll pardon my language. And the people who attack us and who smear us, you know, they don't even consider it even good manners or good journalism to try to get our point of view about things when groups such as the Anti-Defamation League have something to say about us. So, you know, excuse me, I'm a big boy, ladies and gentlemen. Too big. I need to go on a diet. But in any case, I'm a big boy, and I've been around this for a long, long time. But, you know, I'll tell you the most interesting and important thing about this article appearing in the Waterbury, Vermont Record is the very fact that it does reveal, unwittingly perhaps, the fact that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith does keep a close watch on everything that's going on. I'm going to read you the headline, folks. And then, you know, we're going to a break here very shortly. I'll get into the story more, but the headline says, "Store criticized over controversial paper." Now, here's the story, folks. For more than a year, Depot Beverage, a convenience store on River Road in Waterbury, has been giving away copies of the American Free Press, a self-described populist and nationalist newspaper that critics call anti-Semitic. Oh, my God, you're supposed to really be shocked by that, folks. The article goes on. Several residents recently contacted the Waterbury Record, raising concerns about the store's decision to give away the paper. Now, can you imagine that, folks? Several people called the local newspaper to complain about a convenience store giving away copies of American Free Press, not even selling them, giving them away. Now, who do you think those people were who called to complain about a convenience store giving away copies of American Free Press? Do you think it was the Serbian Americans or the Italian Americans or the Croatian Americans or the Korean Americans or the Japanese Americans or the Methodist Americans or the Catholic Americans or the Seventh-day Adventist Americans? Who do you think was making these phone calls to the local paper trying to stir up the stink? I'll let you think about that for a moment. Remember, a convenience store giving away copies of American Free Press. That's a scandal in Waterbury, Vermont. Aren't we having fun, folks? Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. I promised Michael Corcoran when I left a message on his answering machine today that I was going to make him nationally famous by talking about him on my radio show tonight. I hope he tunes in, or I hope he listens to the archives. Well, anyway, a convenience store in Waterbury, Vermont's in trouble for giving away free copies of American Free Press. The article says, Michael Marshall, who owns Depot Beverage with his wife Shirley, said he gives the paper away because it gives information the mainstream media will not. He recognizes that many people say the newspaper is anti-Semitic, and he goes on to say, he says, it's not anti-Semitic. I know what some people say. They think it's a paper by Nazis, but he said the American Free Press is a good paper that does its research. Well, it turns out Mr. Marshall's wife, Shirley, is running for the Waterbury-Duxbury School Board, and she says she doesn't even read American Free Press and doesn't even endorse its worldview. Now, she says, I think people may not like it that my husband has the paper in our store, but that doesn't mean everything my husband believes, I believe. I'm really sorry if it offends someone. If people are offended, they can talk to me. Marshall himself says, my viewpoints and research have nothing to do with the Board of Education and Shirley, his wife, and her decision to run for the school board. Now, good for Mr. Marshall. He is quoted by the paper as saying, there is a thing called the Constitution, and we have freedoms and liberties that we should not give up, and freedom of speech is one of those. If people want to read it, they can. If they don't, they don't have to read it. Well, of course, Mr. Michael Corcoran, this this brilliant young journalist, he might get a Pulitzer Prize for this, maybe even a Nobel Peace Prize. Do they give a Nobel Prize for journalism? Well, I'm sure he might be in line to get one now that he's taken on an evil group of anti-Semites. Well, he quotes Rob Treston, the Civil Rights Counsel for the Anti-Defamation League of New England, who says that American Free Press is an anti-Semitic conspiracy publication that basically blames Jews for everything from 9-1-1 to the war in Iraq. Well, you know, for the first time in history, the Anti-Defamation League may be on to something. American Free Press does not necessarily blame, quote-unquote, Jews for everything from 9-1-1 to the war in Iraq, but I think it is safe to say that, yes, Jewish power in America led to the U.S. involvement in Iraq. That's absolutely correct. And it is indeed true that I have written in American Free Press that, as far as 9-1-1 is concerned, and they say this in the article, Mr. Corcoran writes in the article, Michael Collins Piper has written that, quote-unquote, Israel was responsible for that outrage, referring to the terrorist attacks of 9-11, which, of course, I do believe, and I have written and said many, many times, and I'm not the only person to believe that, and I've been saying it from almost the very beginning. No, from the very beginning. And this, of course, amuses me, considering the fact that this little egg-headed hermaphrodite, Eric Hufschmidt, has been insisting that American Free Press and me personally, and I personally have been covering up for the role of Israel in 9-1-1. Well, you know, when people lie, folks, they lie with free abandon, and that's what Eric Hufschmidt does. But obviously, the Waterbury Record has got it correct, and the Anti-Defamation League has got it correct, that yes, Michael Collins Piper does say Israel was responsible for that outrage. Then they go on to quote Chip Berlett. I'll talk about Chip Berlett in a moment. He's an investigative journalist who studies right-wing movements. He's called the paper a right-wing publication with a long history of dubious conspiracist tales of sinister intrigue with a subtext of anti-Semitism. Well, then they go on to reference the fact that Mark Glenn at the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net wrote the following, and I have to endorse what Mark wrote. Mark said, "It will be a history-altering day when the barbaric animals known as the Jews of Israel will no longer be able to bomb, shoot, poison, kill and maim innocent others without having to fear the consequences of doing such." Hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. Hip, hip, hooray. Or hep, hep, as they used to say. Ask Abe Foxman about that. Hep, hep, Abe Foxman. Well, Marshall comments in the paper, "It's a provocative statement. I think his wording is probably wrong, but that's his opinion." Goes on to say, "The newspaper was founded by Willis Cardo, who the Anti-Defamation League calls perhaps the most influential professional anti-Semite in the United States. Cardo is also the publisher of the Barnes Review, which once hailed Adolf Hitler as an overlooked candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize." Folks, yes, in fact, there was a very long, detailed article in American Free Press saying that Adolf Hitler could have been a candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in fact, folks, there were people who were suggesting that Adolf Hitler should be given the Nobel Peace Prize, namely, no less than Gertrude Stein, a Jewish feminist lesbian liberal. I'm not saying that as an attack on Gertrude Stein. I'm just saying that's exactly who Gertrude Stein is. There's even a Gertrude Stein Democratic Club here in Washington, D.C., a gay organization that's named in her honor. This lady called for Adolf Hitler to get the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you who publishes this newspaper, folks. Very, very interesting. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper, Witchfinder General, returning to talk about this major scandal in Waterbury, Vermont. A convenience store is giving away copies, free copies of American Free Press, and the Anti-Defamation League has gotten in on the act. And also Chip Burlett. Well, you know this guy, Chip Burlett, this investigative journalist, folks. You know what his real name is? Chip is his nickname. His real name is John Foster Burlett. Where did he get the name John Foster? John Foster Dulles, ladies and gentlemen. You remember who John Foster Dulles was? John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State in the Eisenhower administration, and his brother, Alan Dulles, with CIA director, who was held over to the Kennedy administration, and then he was a CIA director who was famously, famously fired by JFK. And of course, that's all part of the lore of the JFK assassination. But this guy, Chip Burlett, people, you know, he's called himself a liberal and a progressive and this and that over the years, but a lot of real liberals and real progressives have been absolutely convinced from the beginning that Chip Burlett was some sort of CIA informant, some sort of CIA asset. And I'll tell you one thing that Chip Burlett has energetically done. He has worked relentlessly to prevent the right and the left from coming together in America, to prevent the right and the left from challenging the international elites, to prevent the right and the left from getting together to challenge the intrigues of the CIA and the corrupt elements around the CIA that have been responsible for so much turmoil here and around the world. So it's no surprise that Chip Berlet would be quoted by this newspaper, particularly because we find that the person who publishes the newspaper is part of this corrupt American elite. No, it's not the Salzburgers. It's not the Meyer Grahams. It's not the Newhouses. It's not some big Jewish family. But it's a character by the name of Biddle Duke. Folks, you know, I'm jealous of Biddle Duke. I have to be completely honest here, folks. He's like 3 years younger than I am, but he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He never had to worry about a penny a day in his life. He comes from two incredibly wealthy and powerful American families. His real first name is Angier, A-N-G-I-E-R, but he goes by Biddle Duke. Biddle is his middle name. Duke is his last name. Duke, of course, is Duke as in the famous Duke Tobacco empire, this company, the tobacco business that has poisoned and killed millions and millions of Americans. Of course, they chose to smoke cigarettes themselves, but be that as it may, his fortune, one part of his family, the fortune came from the tobacco business. And the other part, Biddle, folks. Biddle, B-I-D-D-L-E. He's a descendant of Nicholas Biddle, one of those plutocrats who was involved in founding the Second National Bank of the United States. That's that plutocratic entity that no less than Andrew Jackson took on. And of course, folks, dig deep enough in history and you find that these so-called WASP families who were part of the American elite in setting up the banking industry, they were nothing more than American satellites of the Rothschild family. So basically, this man, Biddle Duke, born of the silver spoon, never had to work a day in his life. You know, he's traveled all around the world. I looked up his biography on the internet. He's married into another exclusive family. Lots and lots of money. I wish I had his money, folks. I wish I could dabble in journalism as he does. Buy a newspaper, set up a newspaper like the Waterbury Record, you know. Yeah, his fortune comes from his family's sponsorship of the intrigues of the Rothschild family here in American soil. Another one of these old corrupt families, part of what they've called the Anglo-American establishment, all tied in with the British elite. The British elite, of course, largely intermarried, in many respects, hundreds and hundreds of those British elite families intermarried with members of the Rothschild family and other international Jewish banking families. They gave them their titles, and the Rothschilds gave them the money. So that's the guy who publishes this little newspaper that I never heard of until today. But isn't it interesting? You know, you don't even have to dig too deep to find the hand of the plutocrats, the hand of the Rothschilds even. You know, even if this paper wasn't published by Biddle Duke, the article would have probably still been published because we know, and there's absolutely no question about it, we know that Jewish interests have a power of provocation. What I'm saying here, folks, is that when the Jews, as an organized group, get involved with something, when they're upset about something, it becomes a major event. Now, how many people, think about this logically, folks, how many people in Waterbury, Vermont, are really that worried about the fact that the Depot Beverage convenience store has been giving away copies of the American Free Press? I'm sure there's many people who pick it up and read it, say, oh, I agree with this, I disagree with that. I disagree with things that are published in American Free Press. Mark Glenn disagrees with things that are published in American Free Press. Hell, for that matter, Willis Cardo probably does as well. There are probably some things that get published sometimes that he might not even agree with. But the point, folks, here is that this is, as this Mr. Marshall said, you know, this is a free country. We do have freedoms and liberties. And, you know, our Constitution prohibits the government from limiting, from censoring publications. But see, that's how the organized Jewish groups get away with it, because they are private special interest groups, and they kick up a fuss and cause a commotion. One can only wonder what is going on behind the scenes. As far as the Anti-Defamation League's involvement here is concerned, they probably have already compiled an extensive file on Michael Marshall and his family. They've already got his credit rating, folks. They know what bank accounts he has. This is what the Anti-Defamation League does. And I pointed this out in a telephone, in my message to this gentleman, Michael Corcoran. You know, he quotes this Rob Treston, who's the civil rights counsel for the Anti-Defamation League. Well, you know, I find it very interesting, as I told him, that this so-called civil rights group, the Anti-Defamation League, was revealed by one of its own former officials to have spied on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And, of course, Dr. King's good friend Dick Gregory, the comic and civil rights activist, when he did a Freedom of Information Act search for the FBI files that were held on him, he found out that the Anti-Defamation League was spying on him, on Dick Gregory, and providing information to the FBI. I told Mr. Corcoran that he should go to Google and just type in the words ADL, San Francisco, and spy or spying. And he could find lots and lots of material on the internet about the ADL spy scandal and how that scandal erupted in 1993 and 1994 and how it actually made the Los Angeles Times and the San Francisco Chronicle and the San Francisco Examiner. Yet, people continue to turn to this garbage group as some sort of reliable source. As, you know, what it is, folks, it's a spy organization. It's an affiliate of Israel's intelligence agency, the Mossad. It's a group that is trying to counteract freedom of speech on American soil. And here these fool journalists like this Michael Corcoran lend credibility to these garbage men at the Anti-Defamation League, these garbage men who even spied on Dr. Martin Luther King, folks. I wonder what Michael Corcoran thinks about that. I don't know how old Michael Corcoran is, but I bet you, I bet you if you ask Michael Corcoran, is Martin Luther King a good man? He'd say, oh, he's one of the best men who ever lived. He's an icon. Well, then I ask Mr. Corcoran, well, if that's the case, then why did the Anti-Defamation League spy on him, according to one of its own officials, who said the Anti-Defamation League considered Martin Luther King a loose cannon? They didn't trust him, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that interesting? Just like they don't trust Barack Obama. Isn't that interesting, folks? I think it's interesting. I know there's a lot of people out there who are mad at me for calling Dr. Martin Luther King Dr. King, but that's what people refer to him as. That's what I referred to him as when I called this Michael Corcoran. Yeah, I wonder what Michael Corcoran thinks. I wonder if Michael Corcoran of the Waterbury Record heard about how the Anti-Defamation League got a $10 million judgment against it for falsely smearing a Colorado couple as being anti-Semitic. A Colorado couple got in a conflict with their Jewish neighbors. The Jewish neighbors got the Anti-Defamation League in on it, and this couple who were not known to be neo-Nazis or anti-Semites, they were smeared by the Anti-Defamation League, And they got a $10 million judgment against the Anti-Defamation League. And believe it or not, a federal judge upheld that judgment against the ADL. Now, you see, here's my point again, folks. This is what people don't know about the Anti-Defamation League, and it's treated like it's some sort of, as though it is an icon in and of itself, and yet it's nothing more than a garbage outfit. And in fact, yes, it's an affiliate of a foreign spy agency, ladies and gentlemen, yes. In fact, you know, I know Michael Corcoran of the Waterbury Record. I'll bet you he thinks that the apartheid regime in South Africa was the worst thing since, stale bagels. But I wonder what Michael Corcoran would think if he found out that when the Anti-Defamation League spy scandal broke in San Francisco, it turned out that the ADL was also spying on representatives of the African National Congress, the black group that was trying to bring down the apartheid regime in South Africa. I mean, if I were a black citizen of Waterbury, Vermont, I would be on the phone to Michael Corcoran saying, what the hell are you doing promoting this group that spied on Dr. Martin Luther King and on the African National Congress and on respected civil rights leaders like Dick Gregory? I think that this guy, Michael Corcoran, has a lot of explaining to do. I think he needs to apologize to the people of Waterbury, Vermont, for being associated with the Anti-Defamation League by even contacting them, giving them a forum in this newspaper. I think it's outrageous, ladies and gentlemen. I don't expect that's going to happen. But I'll tell you what I do think is going to happen. Mark Glenn and I put our thinking caps on earlier today, talking on the phone. I always say to Mark, sometimes our conversations off the air are probably even more exciting than the ones that are on the air. But in any case, and I'm sure the Anti-Defamation League listens in very carefully, as you know, my phone has been tapped. I cut a wiretap off my home phone on one occasion, so I fully expect that all my phone conversations are tapped. And you know what? I don't give a damn. And you know what? That's what really irritates the Anti-Defamation League, because they know that I don't give a damn. But in any case, Mark and I were chatting today, and it occurred to Mark and I that perhaps what American Free Press needs to do is send out a mass mailing to a select number of people in Waterbury, Vermont, telling them a little bit about the history of the Waterbury Record, who owns it, these dynastic families who are mixed up with the National Bank of the United States, fronts for the International Rothschild Empire, and talk about the Anti-Defamation League and give the people of Waterbury some information about who got us into the war in Iraq. Give them some information that the Waterbury Record will never publish. Give them information about 9-1-1 that they're never going to read about in the Waterbury Record or in the Boston Globe or any of the major newspapers of New England. Things they're not going to hear about on ABC or CBS or NBC. And of course, I can just hear Michael Corcoran's teeth grinding now as he listens to this, if he's listening live tonight or if he listens to it in the archives, and I know they will. If there's anything I know that he will listen. I can just hear his teeth grinding, and he's saying, ah, there goes that Piper now. Now he's talking about that old canard that the Jews control the media. Well, we talked about what Philip Weiss wrote on his website at philipweiss.org, I believe. We talked about his article, a Jewish American journalist. We talked about his article describing his experience and saying, yes, in fact, there is a considerable Jewish influence in the media. And of course, here, folks, while there doesn't seem to be any Jewish writers involved with the Waterbury Record, or there don't seem to be any direct Jewish ownership, ultimately, though, there is the Jewish influence there, as demonstrated by the fact that the Anti-Defamation League gets its say. The Anti-Defamation League. This ubiquitous outfit that operates all over this country keeps files on thousands and thousands of people. Well, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a brief story about demonstrates exactly how many files the Anti-Defamation League does keep on people. How many files they were keeping back in the 1960s, before the advent of their computer system, folks. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. I've been talking about the big scandal in Waterbury, Vermont, over American Free Press being given away by a convenience store. God, they don't even sell it. They give it away. Well, folks, many years ago here in Washington, D.C., I'm wrapping this up with this brief story. There was a well-known anti-communist journalist who had been published time and time again in a lot of conservative journals, and then all of a sudden he found that he couldn't get published anymore. No one would publish him. Well, I don't remember his exact name, folks, but I could probably find it. But we'll just say his name was John Quincy Adams. It was kind of a he went by three names, kind of like Michael Collins Piper. Well, just say John Quincy Adams. Well, John Quincy Adams finally cornered one of his old friends who was a conservative publisher and said, what's the problem here? And he said, well, listen, John Quincy, the Anti-Defamation League has put out the word that you're an anti-Semite and we're not to publish anything that you have written. Well, this shocked this gentleman who'd never written boo about the Jews or anything that theoretically should upset the Anti-Defamation League. So this guy was kind of gutsy, this John Quincy Adams, and he made an appointment to see Herman Edelsberg, who ran the ADL office here in Washington. Mr. Edelsberg ushered him into the office and said, Mr. Quincy Adams, what can I do for you? He said, Mr. Edelsberg, I understand you say I'm anti-Semitic. I'm not. Why do you say this? Mr. Edelsberg summoned his secretary into the office and asked her to get the file on John Quincy Adams. I remember this was a different, you know, not a common name here, this gentleman, folks. Well, anyway, the secretary comes back a few minutes later and says, Mr. Edelsberg, we have files on three or four different John Quincy Adamses. Which one? Well, after Mr. Edelsberg sorted through the files and determined that this John Quincy Adams was not the evil anti-Semitic John Quincy Adams was allowed once again to be published in the conservative journals in Washington, D.C. That's the power of the Anti-Defamation League, folks, number one. And number two, they had files on three or four different people who happened to have the same name. That goes to show you the extent of their files, ladies and gentlemen, because not all of these people were well-known or prominent writers, such as the man I've dubbed John Quincy Adams. We don't know who those other John Quincy Adams were, folks. But we know the Anti-Defamation League had files on them. And these were just clip files and old-fashioned files like you shove in a file cabinet. Think of what they can do with their computers today, ladies and gentlemen. This group that played a major behind-the-scenes part in drafting the Patriot Act that all good patriots rightly oppose. Folks, the Anti-Defamation League is a criminal organization. It's a racist organization. It's an organization needs to be brought to its knees. Any American who contributes money to the Anti-Defamation League should be considered an enemy of America. Anybody who's an official in the Anti-Defamation League should be considered an enemy of America. They are behind the policies that have brought America to its knees. They're behind the policies that have brought America to where it is in the eyes of the world today. We need to break the back of the organized Jewish elite in America, and a first step towards doing that is to expose this garbage group called the Anti-Defamation League and all those criminals who give it money and who give it credibility. To hell with the Anti-Defamation League of the Neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. It's been my pleasure to make a national celebrity out of Michael Corcoran. We'll probably never hear another thing from him again, folks. God willing, folks, we'll see you here tomorrow night. Have a good evening. Stay tuned to RBN. You can handle the truth. That's why you're listening.
Gold has